I am doing fantastic. Pretty good. Doing really good on this Thursday. It's starting to cloud up there out there, so it looks like maybe some rain moving in. So
might have some rain. Be good for our garden.
Yes.
We've all been trying to get our gardens in, and so a little sprinkle probably wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, yeah. We had one of our callers said she just finished her garden like a couple of days ago, so she's wanting some rain so to help out that garden. So, Becky, again, I do want to ask you a question here because I know you guys have been doing things a little bit differently.
Sure.
With the governor, you know, lifting the stay-at-home order, and we're kind of doing a phase one. Has that affected the Coffeyville Friends for Animals any?
Well, it has because, as you know, we've not been open to the public at all, and that is a good thing to do. We are going to slowly make the transition into back with having public hours. But we're just going to kind of take our time, you know, with all this because we know we have Facebook out there that we can get the animals' pictures out. We've got you guys to help us get the information out. And we feel like if we just take this slow and easy, we'd all be much better off for it. So we are changing how we're going to be handling our adoptions starting on Monday. And Brad is working this week on getting the Facebook page back up to date. We haven't had a lot of changes in our animals, which I guess that can be good and that can be bad. But at least we're not overpopulated. Let's put it that way.
That's a good thing.
Yes. So the animals that we have available have been with us just waiting for us to be able to start getting them out there and getting them adopted. And as time changes, of course, we'll probably start picking up. Animal Control has been real good about trying to kind of keep the population down at the shelter also. And because knowing that we can't, you know, you can get them to the shelter, but maybe we can't get them adopted as quickly as we'd hoped. So, you know, we've all been trying to work together. What's best for our staff? What's best for the animals? So on Monday, what Brad has asked me to share with everyone is that he's going to try some outdoor adoptions. And not sure how that's going to work with the cats, but then again, he said...
cats will start taking off everywhere.
Yeah, it might not be the best meet and greet you've ever had because they might be kind of, you know, a little frightened, but the dogs, it'd probably go very well with the dogs, but if there is a cat that you see on Facebook you're interested in, he's going to figure out how to do a nice meet and greet. We also have a litter of kittens that'll be ready in a couple of weeks. So, but maybe in a couple of weeks, these things will be even more different than they are now. But what he's asking me to share is that starting on Monday, he would like for people that are interested in any of the dogs or cats that they see on Facebook to give him a message through Facebook saying, hey, I'd like to come out and meet this animal. And it'll be an outside situation, and he will be available from 11 to 6 for those appointments, but he's still trying to keep it as an appointment-only situation. Keeps that too many people from being out there at the time. So that will be the change. You know, hopefully you can go on Facebook and you'll see some of these dogs that we've had, and you're saying, and I know I've seen some interest on Facebook saying, you know, how about this animal, how about this dog? So I think it will work out pretty well. So we are going to remain close to the public as far as touring the shelter at this time. And just see how it works out. But I would suggest to everyone just keep watching the Facebook page to see for changes, because if this works and things start getting better, then we are going to change and get back to regular hours as quickly as we can. And then also listen to this report on Thursday mornings, again, to see what changes are being done.
That's right. Every Thursday, we'll get you the updates of if anything does change. And also, you can go over to their Facebook page, and they'll get updates out there for you as well during the times in between that they are on the air here today. You said, though, that for the most part, you got the same guys out there. But you know what? We always love to hear about the little critters out there. So let's go ahead and start. I know you have more dogs than cats, so let's go ahead and start with the cats, since there's not as many
as
those guys.
That's your favorite.
That is my favorite, but there's also not as many cats out there as compared to dogs, so we'll start with the smaller number first.
Right, and they are special cats, and I think I've told you, he's even kind of restricted the volunteers coming out. Well, my volunteer weekend is coming up this weekend, and So, I'm sorry, Mother's Day weekend. I'm going to be out there Mother's Day weekend. So I'm really excited to get back out there and see these guys because I have not been able to get close. And this first calf that I'm talking about, we consider him the king of social distancing. Turtle is his name because he's the one that likes to hide. And, you know, you walk by his cage and the newspaper kind of goes up and down. And it gives you a start. And you look and you lift it up. There he is looking at you.
Those two eyes looking at you.
Yes. And, you know, he's just sweet as he can be, but he has that security thing. He likes to have, you know, the blanket over him or his newspaper over him. He is a gray tabby. Kind of a gray tiger tabby. It's a male. He's around 3 years old, and his first name was Sky, but we've nicknamed him Turtle. But he's a great cat. He wouldn't be one of those that probably would give you a lot of trouble in the house. He would just be content to be your companion, and would probably enjoy a nice bed. You know, they do make cat beds that have the dome over them, so he probably would be a good candidate for that type of bed.
Oh, he would love that. It's like, I got my own bed with a dome. He'd be happy with that.
Yes. And then just almost as bad as Turtle as far as the little hiding, but not quite, is Sox. And he also likes to kind of hide out, but he's not as secretive as our Turtle boy. But Sox, he just loves to be loved, so he's a little bit more sociable. He's also a 3-year-old male, and he is also kind of a gray stripe, but he's got white on his belly and his breast and on his legs and his face. So he's marked a little different, but obviously the socks because he's got white feet, and he's a pretty guy. And Angus is our other one, and again, 3 to 4 years old. We've got some older cats with us now, and he's male, and he's light gray in color. Angus is kind of new to us, I think. And then the last cat that I have to talk about is Jackie, very sweet female, 3 years old. She's a long-haired tabby. And that is all we have available, except, as I said, we do have a litter of kittens that in a couple of weeks will be ready to go. And I'm sure Brad will be putting those faces up on Facebook as soon as the kittens are ready. And kittens are, this is a good time of year. People like to start off with it when the weather's nicer and start with their new cat or their new kitten. So we're kind of thinking that those adoptions will go quick-like. And they're just ready. You know, we're so ready for us to get back and start sharing some really wonderful adoption stories. So hopefully that's going on quick-like. And then for our dogs, we still have Curly. Curly would probably be about 7 months old now. He's a brindle mix. He's a very sweet boy. He has a unique look about him. He's been with us since, many, many months. But he just hasn't found that right person. And this hasn't helped not having people look at him. But he's well-behaved. He's a real sweetheart. We love him. He's been with us for a long time, so we're hoping to find him that forever home as quickly as possible. He's not a very big dog, so he'd be about a medium size. We also have Haas. Haas and Draco have been with us a long time, as the story goes. They were in a house that had caught fire. They went in to make sure everything was secure and found a room that had not caught on fire, but yet, you know, they were housed in that room, and got them out, brought them to the shelter. Not the best of care had been taken, you know, they hadn't been taken care of very well, so we nursed them back to health, as they say. Got them fattened up and got them healthy looking. Haas is, we're not sure about his age, but he is a big boy. He's already been neutered. He's white with brindle, probably an American Bulldog boxer mix. He's very sweet. He's gained a lot of weight. He's gained a lot of social skills that he didn't have before. So he's a good dog. Draco came in with him. Draco is a black German Shepherd mix, and again, has really gained a lot of weight, healthy looking now. A lot of social skills have been introduced to him. Both of those dogs would make great pets, and they need a second chance. Somebody needs to show them that the world's a pretty good place to be in and that pet owners really do care and take care of their babies. So we're hoping to find those two homes. We have Cleo. Cleo is a heeler mix, mostly white with some brown specks and black on her face. She's probably about a year old now. Peko, very sweet, is a pretty shiny brindle coat, neutered. Doesn't get along with other small dogs, though, so he would probably need to kind of be by himself. But Peko's a pretty dog. have Cassina, and she's 4 years old. She's already been spayed. You know, the cool thing about these animals I'm talking about that have already been spayed and neutered is the fact that the day you come out and maybe you decide this is the pet for me, they can go home with you that day because they've already been fixed. So that is a, you know, that's a win-win for the dog and for the owner and the cats, too. If they've already been fixed, they can go home. Cat adoptions are only $30 now. We've really reduced it, and we think that's helped get these cats placed quicker. And when we have a dog that has already been fixed, again, the adoption rate is not as high because we don't have to spend the money on getting them fixed. So here we have another female, and she's a pocket bully. She's a small gal. She's tan and white in color, super, super sweet. She is going through heartworm treatment right now, came in and found out that she was positive for the heartworms, and through a fund that was set up for her, we were able to take care of that medication because it isn't not always a cheap thing to take care of that heartworm treatment, and it's long. You know, it's a lengthy process, but it can work. So, got my dogs barking in the background.
They're like, hey, we're here.
Sounds like the dog shelter there. Oh, that's funny. And that's what happens when you have pets in your house. See, they alarm you. And
exactly.
They say, oh, somebody driving down the drive or something. So I love it.
Like, hey, hold on. There's a person. I don't know that person.
Yeah. I try to talk to them about radio time, how we need to be quiet during radio time. Yeah. Obviously, mine aren't trained. So, anyway.
It fit perfectly, though.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so, and I opened the door and they're outside being tough right now, investigating the driveway.
So you let the dogs out.
I left the dogs out. But I live out in the country, so it's not like I didn't let them go, you know, loose in town.
Right.
They know their boundaries. Okay, back to our babies. We've got Glenn. Glenn is a 4-year-old black lab hound mix, very sweet, sweet personality. And we also have Peanut. Peanut is a sweet girl, but Peanut was surrendered because the owners had chickens, and apparently he decided he wanted to have
chicken for dinner.
And the chicken didn't survive.
He wanted to have some chicken for dinner, huh?
Yeah. And that, you know, that again, that's another thing that happens because mm-hmm. their instinct sets in, and they decide they're going to go after the chickens in the yard, and this person wasn't going to have that happen. So Peanut is with us. He's 2 years old. He's already been neutered. He's super sweet. He's a golden tan in color, and you know, with the right setup, a nice yard or something, or no chickens, he would make an excellent pet. So don't let that deter you if you really like the way he looks. It's just nature. That's just what happens.
Exactly. It just kicks in sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And then our last dog that we have available is Rosie. She's a beautiful 1-year-old female. She's kind of a large terrier mix, white with some brindle markings, and a sweet girl. So I know the names sound very familiar, and we've talked about them, but that's okay. Maybe this next week when things are, you know, we're starting to kind of change the adoption policy, I can tell you some happy stories about these animals. And that's my goal.
Absolutely, and that's what definitely what we want. We want to get these guys to some forever homes so they can be happy and be able to do kind of what they want and get all the love that they deserve. So,
you know, we've had some kind of guilt about the fact that the shelter hasn't been opened mm-hmm. because in a time like this, there's probably one of the best things people can do is have that pet, have that companion, and it's good for their mental health, and it's good for to get out and exercise, walk them, or just to have that companionship in the house. It's you know, we all know that that's been proven. It's very, very healthy to have a pet. And so, you know, it's been kind of hard on us knowing that maybe there's somebody out there that truly needs this pet and hasn't had the opportunity to come out. So if you are one of those persons, please check us out on Facebook and come get your forever friend. It'll make you feel so much better.
Absolutely. So if anybody does want to, you know, when you guys kind of start opening up just a little bit, first of all, where are you located and how can they get a hold of you?
All right. We are located on the county road before you hit South Coffeyville. It's paved right up to the shelter. It's right across the street from the water waste treatment plant. We have a phone number, 620-252-6060. Leave a message. Brad will get back with you as quickly as he can. We also have the Facebook page. You go to CFA, that stands for Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and again, there'll be an area where if you need to contact Brad about one of the pets that we have available, that would also be a good source. If you're wondering about donations, and you know, I didn't speak on that much, and I'm sorry, because it has been wonderful. People are still bringing donations, and they're doing as we've asked. They leave it at the gate, they leave it at the door. We just really appreciate it. So again, if there's donations you'd like to make, whether it's food or newspapers or the cleaning products, anything that you think that we have asked for in the past and would need, we're more than welcome to accept it. Just leave it at the gate, or if the gate's open, just leave it outside and give it a tap on the door, and someone will take it for you. So that's where we are. And again, our next week, if you'd like to see one of the animals, it's 11 to 6 that you need to contact Brad and make an appointment with him, and hopefully we can get some adoptions going again.
Yeah, I want to hear some adoption stories next week. So let's get out there and get to it. That way all these guys and girls out there, they deserve forever homes and loving families. So they most definitely do deserve that. So let's get to that next week, Coffeyville. All right. Well,
give them a pep talk. Well, thank you again for our time, and let's just keep being healthy and safe, and we'll be talking next week.
Absolutely, Becky. Thank you so much for calling in, though, today. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, bye-bye.